Behind one of last summer's biggest movie hits was director Paul Feig. Bridesmaids was a comedy about female friendship starring Kristen Wiig as a madcap maid of honor.
I wanted to come over some ideas for the bachelorette party.
I was thinking Las Vegas.
Strip club.
Disney World.
Fight club.
Go to a fight club?
No, we're not going to go to a fight club.
Okay.
We're going to be the fight club.
Vegas it is.
Before Paul Feig directed that blockbuster, he made his name in TV comedy, directing The Office and serving as co-creator of the beloved cult series Freaks and Geeks. We got Paul Feig, the self-professed geek, into our studios recently for our series talking with Hollywood insiders about what movies and TV we need to see. We call it Watch This. You have sent us a list of your films and a description of them, and here's a film on your list about which you write, "This was my Star Wars," meaning, I guess, the movie that took over your brain and you had to see again and again and again. So that movie was, for you...
That was What's Up, Doc, which was Bogdanovich's tribute to screwball comedies. But when I was a kid, I'd never seen a screwball comedy. So for me, this was just this mind-blowing new type of comedy that was like fast-talking and had all this like kind of intrigue in it. And I went bananas for it.
So Peter Bogdanovich, the director here, right, is putting together this movie that is an homage to earlier movies where basically everything is, it's almost a Buster Keaton kind of thing. I mean, everything is completely nuts.
Yeah, it's all about these several bags that are the exact same bag, and one has jewels in it, one has government secrets in it, one has Ryan O'Neill plays Howard Bannister, and it has his rocks. He's a musicologist who finds music in rocks, which is crazy. And then Barbara Streisand is hilarious in it.
Barbara Streisand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like just in love with this nerd, and she's chasing after him, which is, I think, why I liked it, too, because, like, hey, he's a nerd, and yet a beautiful woman's after him.
What do you think you're doing?
I think I'm taking a bath, aren't I?
If you're not out of here, in 2 minutes, I'm calling the police.
Who do you think they'll arrest, the girl in the tub or the guy with his pants down?
I am not joking now. I do not like to act rashly, but you are the last straw that breaks my camel's back. You are the plague. You bring havoc and chaos to everyone, but why to me? Why me? Why? Why?
Because you look cute in your pajamas, Steve.
Anything that had that showed that actually you could be a nerd and girls would go after you, I was all for.
Now, you've also got a movie on here called The Human Tornado, another highbrow selection.
The Human Tornado is possibly the greatest movie ever made. It's Rudy Ray Moore plays this character Dolomite. The first movie he made was called Dolomite,
right,
which was kind of a blaxploitation film, but it's crazy. Like, it has these insane fight scenes where he's really out of shape and kind of doughy. But this one, he really pulled it together. I mean, and it's from the very first moments it starts. He comes out kind of wearing this like wrestler's outfit, but with this enormous cape that he's put the opening titles for the movie on the back of the cape. So he comes out and he's preening around. And it's just spectacular. And then the story is nuts because there's like a haunted house and a witch, but then like their bad guys are trying to shut down a club. I mean, it is just minute for minute the greatest movie experience you'll have. Like, get a group of friends together, rent this movie, and you will not stop laughing.
If you crave satisfaction, this is the place to find that action. Come into this theater as it gets attraction. Is the picture that will put you in faction, The Human Tornado.
Well, maybe this is a good moment to mention a movie on this list, which I think we're going to have to take a moment to explain what it is, but this is all about powerful music and powerful images, but if I recall correctly, there's not a single line of dialogue in this movie, Koyaanisqatsi.
Yeah, correct. It's all imagery, and it's really, I mean, the story of it is kind of starting primordial, seeing, you know, volcanoes and this kind of thing, and then sort of the vast wilderness, and then like the Grand Canyon, and then you slowly come into the cities and you start seeing cities, and it's got a little political agenda against pollution and all that. But what it is, it's a lot of time lapse. It's either ultra slow motion of things, or it's
like people walking down a street.
Yeah, exactly, where you just see faces and you're focusing on faces, and they have these great moments where people are just staring at this camera in ultra slow motion. It's just mind-boggling because it really makes you think about humanity and want to know that person's story and get inside their head. But this Philip Glass score is just one of the most moving, magnificent things. And I was lucky enough recently, the New York Phil projected the movie, and they had Philip Glass and this full orchestra with a 50-person choir doing the soundtrack to the movie, and it was so moving and emotional. I mean, that's the power of film. That's why we love to do what we do.
Yeah, when I saw this movie at Morehead State University in Kentucky, people walked out of the theater kind of stunned, I guess, and maybe endlessly repeating the one word that is sung the entire time.
Koyaanisqatsi.
You also praise the score in a totally different movie, a Gene Hackman film from the 1970s called The Conversation.
Oh, this is such a great movie. But yeah, it's just piano. It's David Shire did this minimalist piano score. And look, there's been other minimalist piano scores, like the one in Eyes Wide Shut, Kubrick's last film, that I find a little too minimalist, because it's like dun, 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 dun. It's like one note over and over again. But this is this beautiful kind of minor key score, because it's a whole movie about a guy. Gene Hackman plays this professional eavesdropper. He's able to mic people and bug people and hear things, and he gets caught up in this intrigue with this couple, and it's Robert Duvall is in it, and it's an amazing film. But the way that this piano creates this feeling of the solitude of his life, because he is this guy, he, you know, listens to other people, he hides in the shadows, it really just brings it home. It's a movie that Coppola made. He directed it, and it was between the two Godfathers, I believe. I think it's, in a weird way, this is heresy, I kind of think it's Coppola's best movie. When I walked out of the theater, it was in college, completely numb, like, oh my God, you can do it. Because I was such a comedy nerd up until that point. And then that made me go like, wow, you can do drama, and it can be great and engaging.
Oh, which explains your later dramatic career with programs like The Office and so forth.
Yes, exactly.
Comes directly out of
it. It really stuck, as you can see.
Well, Paul Feig, thanks very much.
Steve, thank you so much. I've had so much fun, and thanks for letting me talk endlessly.
Paul Feig's movie Bridesmaids is out on DVD now, and you can see his complete list of movie recommendations at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.